Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? This is your boy, Aaron Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you know what? People used to tell me all the time that one day I'm going to say something crazy, and I may get in trouble for it. Well, actually, that's not me today. But if you have not seen the commentaries, the actual video of, you know, people are really, really upset about Trump being in office. And you know what? I really can't blame them. I am too. I'm not going to go out and protest because what's done is done. I'm not going to go out and get myself arrested because that's just plain stupid. But we can't say certain things out loud, because some folks may get offended by it. I got a clip. If y'all have not heard, I'm not going to see who the person is, but if y'all have not heard what this idiot said on national TV, over the airwaves, where everybody named Mama heard, you can be upset. You can be angry. You can be mad. But there are just certain things that we should not say. You know, because some people may not feel comfortable with it. And when I heard this last night, I was like, what? Did they really just say that? Are they crazy? So, yeah. So if y'all get mad at me for playing this clip, you are mad at the wrong person. Really, you are. Because I just believe that as a preacher, I have the right to feel what I feel, but in a godly way. At the same time, I want to speak my mind, hello, about certain things I feel is not right. You know, to be not politically correct, but biblically correct, amen. So, I would play it, and I was glad when I found out the results of this, let's just say, second party took action. And to me, that's a good start, but it should be more done to it. It should be more done to the person who said what they said over the national airwaves. Just plain stupid. And let me tell y'all this, too. I'm giving you permission to tell that person or anybody who is on their team, they don't like it, come see me. We'll deal with it. But I just refuse to let this slide. I'm not going to let this slide, or not on my wife, because this is just plain retarded. Now, I'm going to give you my true thoughts on how I feel after the fact. Okay? I got a lot of things to say. I wish I had more time, but I'm only not paying for a half-hour show. But maybe God would change that. But for right now, I'm going to play a song that is relevant for this season. After that, go to your Bible and go to Galatians 5. Go to Galatians 5. In the meanwhile, here we go. We'll be right back. Yep, that was Run DMC talking about hard times. Yeah, and that's true. We just gotta keep on fighting. Gotta keep on fighting because the government is doing some damage to our bank accounts and to these jobs. I mean, you know, I don't think the government have time. You know what? I know who is over the government, and that's God himself. So, but we got to do what we got to do to keep strong. Amen. Yeah. They were talking that talk for real. And I'm grateful for the fact that God has allowed us the spirit of freedom to speak what we have to speak on, because a lot of times that people want to shut us down and, you know, have us be quiet, you know, just like, I'm like blind Bartimaeus. You know, the more you make me shut up, the more I'm going to holler. Because that's all God feel fight for my dollar. Ooh, that rhyme, I like that. The more you shut me up, the more I'm going to holler. That's right. Because he tried to get Jesus' attention. And Jesus said, what do you want? He said, I want to see. Exactly. Because some of us are so doggone blind, often we have our natural sight. We still are blind to the fact there are things going on in the world that we don't want to talk about. That's what the devil wants us to handcuff us to what is going on in the world, because he don't want us to get out and do things. If you want to protest and march, go right ahead. God bless you. But, you know, as far as me shutting up, ain't going to happen. And I had a so-called, I'm kind of disturbed by what she told me last night, but God bless her. Told me that I shouldn't say things. I shouldn't say, you know, turn to brush me off, because I felt like, well, you know what? If you want to get off the phone, because I figured, if I got to say, then you go right ahead. But by any means necessary, will I be shut down from anybody? Because that's just not my nature. Amen. And I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about the person. I'm going to pray for them. But, and it's not just about this person per se, about anything. There are too many times where preachers who are being pimped by the government, who are being punked out of the pulpit to do ungodly things for a dollar. I wish they had asked me, would I come to inauguration and do a prayer? Now, y'all might think I'm wrong, but Barbara said no. I said, nope, can't do it. God bless y'all, but I'm not going to do it. I don't like Trump. I don't like what he stands for. I wish he would grab my female friends or relatives in that area. You think the CIA can stop me from getting to him? Probably. But anyway, But I just don't feel that we should have anybody in that office who acts like that, who acts so immature and all. And I'm speaking my mind today, because I'm serious of how y'all let this man in office by some of the stupidest things he's done before. You know, telling people to go F themselves and, you know, go to hell. You know, it ain't called for. Really? Whatever. Okay. Anyway, it ain't about Trump no more. About this other person. I'm going to pray for all y'all, because all y'all need Christ. All y'all need Jesus. All y'all need the Lord in some kind of way. All y'all. So I'm going to play this clip, and if y'all get mad at me for playing it, you know what? God bless you anyway. Because you probably feel the same way this person feels. But there'd be no kind of form or fashion that anybody in their right mind would say this kind of thing out in public. But this literally was a hate crime, a hate statement, a hate threat. Actually, it was a terrorist threat. And from me saying that, y'all probably know who I'm talking about. Y'all probably know who this person is. So I'm going to play it anyway. And if y'all get upset about it, you know what? I don't really care. And I don't care. And we're going to go to the verse. As a matter of fact, let's go to the scripture right now. Let's go to. Ooh, boy, Jesus, help me, Lord. Galatians chapter 5. It's in the New Testament. And we are going to go to verse 22. And I'm trying to find another version of this verse, so bear with me for a second. I am going to, there it is. Yeah. Verse 5, Galatians, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I want to focus for a little bit on the last fruit, self-control. So I'm going to play this clip, and I'll be right back.
Hello. Fuck you. Fuck you. It is the beginning of much needed change. Change that will require sacrifice, people. Change that will require many of us to make different choices in our lives. But this is the hallmark of revolution. So, my question to you today is, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Say yes, we're ready. Say yes, we're ready. One more time, you're ready. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, we must love one another or die.
All right, there you have it. Madonna. Now, I don't really know what term I'm going to say after you because I don't know. Don't even care. But the problem I want to focus on is what she said about blowing the White House up. That, to me, sounds like a terrorist threat. And if the government had any real sense, they would pick her up and arrest her for saying that kind of phrase. And the people in the audience were so dumb enough to cheer for her, they need to be arrested too. You talking about killing innocent women and men and possibly children if it's like a tour going on for your actions, for your hatred to blow up the White House? Really? Oh, but you call yourself a role model toward your peers. You know what, Madonna? I hope they pick your ignorant behind up, for real. Because I don't care how you don't like somebody. There should be no reason for anybody to be threatened. I mean, we are fighting a war on terrorism. We are fighting a war on ISIS. And here you come, those stupid ass. Yeah, I said it. Crucify me. You want to blow up the White House? Yeah, not just one thought, but you said, quote unquote, many thoughts. How ignorant can you be? Old as your butt is, and you are old, older than me, to have the audacity to say you're going to blow up the White House? Really? And I thank God for the radio station in Texas who actually banned her from playing her records. As a matter of fact, all the stations in the United States should be banned from playing her records. Because what we have here is a clear case of idiocy. And she has no self-control. You gonna blow up the White House. Really, Madonna? Are you deaf, dumb, or stupid, or are you all three? Because number one, you must be deaf because obviously you haven't learned it in your history, your civil rights classes, and your schooling, or whatever you learn, that making a threat like that can get you thrown in jail real quick. There have been too many times people have threatened on Facebook, MySpace, that still exists, I don't know, Twitter, Instagram, about the past presidency. Not just Barack, but Bush and the Reagans and all that stuff, and the Clintons, how people went on social media to say dumb stuff, and the feds heard it, the government overtook it, and the cops stepped in and had these people arrested. But you ain't getting away with this. I bet you're not getting away with this. That's because you're some so-called singer, but you really can't sing that much anymore because you're getting older. You couldn't sing back then anyway. But you're going to be a dumbass, and I'm being real G-rated, because what I feel right now, I can say everything that really is ungodly. Someone's call you a dumbass. But you're going to stoop so low to say something so ignorant in front of maybe thousands of people, maybe even more, tens of thousands. I don't know. How do you consider yourself a role model? You shouldn't. So that's what I'm going to talk about for this little while. We need to have more of a model of self-control. And I was told last night, well, you ought to pray for it. And that's true. I am going to pray for it. I will. As a matter of fact, let's go to God right now. God, we just ask you right now that you pray for us, for those who do not know the word, who do not know your son, because we all act crazy, God. We all act stupid every now and then, God, but to have a terrorist threat on our minds and our thoughts and to come up from our lips, God, banish from ourselves from that. And I pray, God, that you give Madonna some clarity that said when she was wrong. And God, forgive me for calling her names because I was wrong for that. But I'm just so upset right now because should nobody have to go through this kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Idiocy to get a point across. So God, forgive me, your servant, for saying such things. Pray for Madonna, anybody who thinks like her. We're going to pray for anybody who acts like her. And we're going to give this to you, Lord, because this fight is not ours, but the battle is yours. And we will shout before the battle is over with. We're going to shout right now. We're going to give you hallelujah. We're going to give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But we need to have a module of being more like Christ. You don't think God has ever gotten mad at us? He probably gets mad at me every day. But he still loves me. He still loves you. And this is not something that I really want to sugarcoat, if you will, because God is a loving God. God does not hate people. He hates the sin of people. We all fall short. We all need his grace. We all need his mercy. But I just cannot believe what I heard this last night, how people can be so dumbfounded, if you will, to say such idiotic things. Like I said before, Trump is in office. Nothing we can do about it. Oh, you can try to impeach him. That's a good way of getting him out. But these protests, these marches, these getting arrested by the popos, losing your job, over one man who don't give a damn about you? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? To ask, is it worth losing your job? You may have a good paying job. You may have a nice house. But you want to get arrested for being out there protesting about something that's already happened. It's in concrete. I would understand a whole lot better if y'all was doing it before the election. Self-control. We all got to have it. Some of us need it more than others. So if that offended you, people of God, let me just tell you this. I apologize. I mean, I knew that for a fact she was going to say that because I heard it last night. And I don't have any kind of special editing equipment. And if I did, I'll sit there and play as is. I mean, it's just the fact that we live in the world of crazy people. We really do. And we need God more than ever. I don't put my trust in man. I put my trust in God. And I said this on a LinkedIn page time and time again. I'm still screaming to this day. Trump is not my president. And Melania, well, how you pronounce her name? The woman who did not want to salute to the American flag. Y'all saw that too. Yes, yeah, on YouTube. She's not my first lady. And I said to their faces, radio, TV, I don't care. I will say it out loud. Trump is not my president. I might be just president-less for the next 8 years. God forbid. You know I got to deal with the first four. So, whatever. It is what it is. I mean, I had my little rampart, my soapbox. If y'all liked it, good. If you didn't, I don't care. I'm not here to be liked. I'm not here to be approved. I'm not here to be, I don't know, confirmed, whatever you want to call it. Speaking my mind, that's what I do. And it wasn't no preaching thing, with no teaching thing, just how I feel about the situation and how I feel about it, that was dead wrong for Madonna to say she gonna blow up the White House. Now, God forbid if that happens, they're gonna look at her first. They're gonna look at her acquaintances, her friends, family members, they're gonna look at all that. So really banning her record from a song on the radio, it's not going to do much damage. I had told this somebody a couple years ago that some of these artists have lost their everlasting mind. And that's just real talk. And then I'm going to say this too, and I don't care if y'all get mad at me. Some preachers have lost their everlasting mind because they feel it's not their place to say anything. Oh, they see evil, but they want to cover it up. They want to hide their, after them threw a rock in a glass house, they want to hide their hands. Oh, God's going to take care of it. Yeah, he's going to take care of it. I believe that. But it's up to his people to take a stand in what's right and what's wrong. That's like me going looking for a job, but not filling an application. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And without our work, then we can't say anything. And I mean my work, I mean putting in the work by taking a stand in a positive fashion. Don't do nothing crazy, and don't say nothing crazy that you may regret. And I'm guaranteeing you right now, she regret what she's saying right now. Or she will regret it. It's just ludicrous for people to think like that. I mean, blow up anything is just, in my book, a terrorist threat. And people can get locked up for that. So I really do hope the feds come down on her. I really do. Check her. The CIA, the FBI, all that stuff. All the NSA. Shoot. all the three-letter words that deal with government, hope all y'all come down on her like a hammer to a walnut and crack her. beautiful mind is that? And anybody who would think like that, crack them. Because I would never, ever, would tell anybody, publicly or privately, that I'm going to do some damage to some folks because I don't like them. I don't like a whole lot of folks. But I ain't like going to tell them I'm going to do this and do that to them. No. But yeah, we gonna keep her and we gonna keep her lifted up to God. I don't hate Madonna. I just don't like her. Difference. I don't hate anybody but the devil. But we will keep them, Madonna, Trump, whoever else is on not so good terms with anybody. I don't know. We're gonna keep lifted up in prayer. That's what God called us to do. You think God was glorified in that? No. Gonna blow up the White House. Really? Wow. Anyway, I said my piece, said my mind. Y'all can respond back. You can hit me back on LinkedIn, my LinkedIn page. Hit me back on the email, speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. Give me your thoughts and suggestions with how you feel about the situation. You know, tell me how you feel. Because saying things like that can get people arrested quickly. Oh, I'm going to play the race card. Have there been a black person? Has there been someone of color? To say that same sentence like that, it would have been cops everywhere. But whatever happens for the next 4 years of this presidential election, I'm giving all my faith and trust to God. And even He knows I might say some things to myself that I shouldn't say. But I would not dare say them in public. So we're going to believe God for who He is and for what He does right now. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being understanding. And I hope this does not happen again. This has been a self-check and a recheck and a check to all of us who need to get it together. But we can't do it without God. And we can't do it without His grace.
Dance with me if you want to. Dance with me if you want to. Praise with me if you want to. Come and sing with me if you want to. Won't you sing with me if you want to. Everybody.
Amen. He will do it. Fred Hammond, thank you, sir, that lovely song. He will do it. So it's not up to us. It's not up to us to act the fool, to act crazy. But whatever God got his plan, he will do it. And he will bless those who in his own way, in his own time. We don't have to make idle threats to anybody or to buy anything. Because the God I serve is able to keep us from falling. Amen. So until God says the same, meet each other one more time on the Block Talk Radio Show. Y'all be blessed. And again, if I say anything that offended you, please send my sincere apology. It was not meant to be that way when I first started the show. But as a man of God, as a preacher, as a human being, I still have feelings. And certain things that affect the world affect me. I hope you feel the same way too. All right. Amen. And God bless you.